Welcome to Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM. Left Out is a public affairs program dedicated to presenting news and views from a perspective left out of the mainstream news. I'm Robert Harper.
And I'm Guy Blalock.
Guy Blalock is sitting in today for Danny Slater, who can't be with us. Today's program is produced by Jay Thurber. The listeners are welcome to call us. Welcome to call us here at WRCT. The telephone number from off campus is 412-621-WRCT, which is 9728 on campus. That's 89728. We also have electronic mail. If you wish to send us mail, it would be bob@leftout.info. And actually, that brings up that the Left Out website is leftout.info. And you can look at program notes from today's program or any of our previous programs at that URL. Before we get started today, one thing I wanted to mention was an announcement about the upcoming global weekend of protests, which is held March 19th to 21st throughout the world in recognition of the one-year anniversary of the U.S. and British invasion of Iraq. The Thomas Merton Center here in Pittsburgh is organizing a demonstration march, which is a legally permitted demonstration march on March 20th, which begins on Flagstaff Hill. I think it's at around 1:30 p.m. You should look at the Thomas Merton Center website for further information about that. That's thomasmertoncenter.org, and it's M-E-R-T-O-N for Merton, in case you're wondering about the spelling. And I recommend you look into it. There are a lot of activities around the world and in Pittsburgh on that weekend that may be of interest to many of our listeners. Well, our first topic this week that we'd like to talk about is the, I suppose you could say, ongoing coup d'état in Haiti, or the completed coup d'état in Haiti with ongoing implications for the Caribbean, for the future of Haiti, and for the future of Haiti. As you know, let me just to remind you, I'm sure all of our listeners are well aware, a couple of weeks ago, Jean-Bertrand Aristide was either stepped down or was assisted in stepping down, departed from his role as president, left Haiti, and was taken to the Central African Republic by the United States military after several weeks of some form or another of unrest. So the situation that one of the controversial aspects of the situation is that the circumstances under which Aristide was stepped down as president. Aristide himself, from the beginning, claims that this was really a coup d'état and that he was forced to leave, and that the United States government essentially left him. No alternative. It was the kind of offer that you can't refuse. So he was flown to the Central African Republic and was there for a while in exile, and the U.S. government was doing its best to keep him there and to make sure that he stayed there and to keep him out of world affairs, while at the same time, or Haitian affairs, I should say, while at the same time denying that they were preventing him from leaving. So this went on for a while, some ambiguous situation of what was happening there, with all the while Aristide via telephone complaining that he was forced to leave the country and that the U.S. has taken over in Haiti, or the U.S.-backed insurgents have taken over. So this seems to be the situation as it is today. I know, Guy, you looked into a little bit more of this. I wonder what you might think.
Well, I was just going to note that the Caribbean community, which is basically an organization of 15 Caribbean states, strongly in support of Aristide. And in particular, they believe, I don't know if they agree with everything that Aristide stands for, et cetera, but they believe that it really sets a dangerous precedent to basically oust a duly elected person. And so I think it's sort of telling that all the neighbors of Haiti are sort of backing Aristide on this. And in fact, Jamaica is now hosting Aristide. He just flew in, today.
Or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is an interesting part of the story, is that the U.S. government, as far as I can tell, is the U.S. government seems to be behind forcing Aristide out. Of course, as we know, the Bush administration is a well-known champion of democracy throughout the world, and this would be another example of our imposition of democracy, I suppose, by arranging to change the government in Haiti. So the thing that is, I guess, that, as you point out from the Caribbean States organization, that you know, this is a democratically elected government, and you may well there may well be plenty of reason to object to some of Aristide's practices or policies. The fact is he was elected, and it's really, it seems to me, hard to justify deposing him in a military coup because he's well, for various reasons. I mean, Guy, what do you think? What's the real reason going on here? What's really going on with this story?
Well, I think there's a lot of U.S. interests in having Aristide out. One thing is there's been a lot of drug trafficking, and the U.S. feels like Aristide has not been controlling that enough. I don't know the truth of that. That's the stated reason. Another reason is that Aristide has been collaborating with Cuba. He visited there 2 years ago, and he's been opening relationships with Cuba, and the U.S. has never been very interested in socialist states and, you know, of course, is against the Castro government and is probably not very happy that other Caribbean countries are collaborating with Castro. And I'm sure there's other reasons which we don't know about, but that's certainly a couple of them.
Yeah, I think the Castro angle, I think it's probably my own opinion is that that's playing up to the Cuban voters in Florida. As we know, Florida remains a very likely a critical state in the upcoming election, and Bush certainly needs every vote he can manage to scrape up. And I suspect that by trying to crack down, as they like to say, on the communists, then they could be appealing to a substantial voting population in Florida. It certainly seems to be one point. Similar things going on with destabilizing Chavez's regime and presidency in Venezuela. Also someone who I think that from a somewhat objective point of view you could criticize and criticize the conduct of his conduct in the nation. But the fact is still that it's an elected government, and how are we helping things by trying, if we indeed we are, trying to destabilize his government and have him removed in a coup? So there's the developments in Haiti at the moment are that Aristide has now returned to Jamaica, returned to the Caribbean region. Apparently, there was a fair bit of pushing and pulling and ambiguity and unclarity about whether he would be allowed to leave the Central African Republic. But in fact, he eventually was and did, and returned to the Caribbean and went to Jamaica, along with Maxine Waters, who's a congressman from California, who's been very active in opposing and calling attention to the U.S. intervention in Haiti, and also with Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now!, who I should mention has been covering the story very closely since the main developments began to happen a couple of weeks ago. And you can listen to that. I'll take a moment to mention that Democracy Now! Is broadcast every morning on WRCT at 8 a.m. and rebroadcast on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, I believe, at 9 a.m. And you're welcome to listen to it there. So they've returned to Jamaica, and the Haitian government, and I have to put that in verbal quotes, the Haitian government has recalled its ambassador from Jamaica and is frozen. The quote is freezing diplomatic ties with Jamaica. So it's a little bit ironic because, as far as I know, Aristide is still the president of Haiti, and I don't. It's quite an amusing situation to have that the government of Haiti is severing or at least reducing its diplomatic relationships with Jamaica on the grounds that their own president is visiting there.
Yeah, and they've also resigned from the Caribbean community, which includes
Haiti.
They have stepped down because the Caribbean community has been backing Aristide. They've basically become the only independent country, stepped down from being a part of that community.
Yeah, I think it is interesting, and I think your point earlier is really the relevant one, is that all of the countries in the region strongly back Aristide and are strongly object to what is happening in Haiti. This is a good moment to give our telephone number if you'd like to call. It's 412-621-WRCT, which is 9728, or 268-WRCT, 9728, 268-9728, or send electronic mail at bob@leftout.info, and I'll get that mail while we talk. So that seems to be the state of affairs in Haiti at the moment. We actually have a caller, so we'd be welcome to have a caller. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. This is Danny.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I think this is Danny, our co-host.
Yeah, thanks, Robert, for carrying on the show without me. I couldn't be there today, but
We're struggling away. We'll manage somehow.
I just wanted to add one little tiny comment to the Haiti discussion. Is the utter hypocrisy of the U.S. in opposing Aristide, who is coming up for election in 2 years, the proper way of replacing an elected leader in a democracy is to elect somebody else when his term runs out. And his term was going to run out in 2 years, and the U.S., you know, has been, Cheney and others have officially stated that would be, it's really great that we got rid of Aristide. Meanwhile, talking about the wonders of democracy at every other opportunity, it's just incredible hypocrisy. That's my comment.
Well, I can't say I certainly agree with your comment. Guy, what do you have to say about this? You disagree with Danny on this point?
No, of course not. I agree that there's definitely an inconsistency here. In fact, I think the U.S. tried to play a really fine line. And before Aristide was actually whisked away, in a stealth action, they were pretending until almost the end that they were supporting Aristide, while actually it was quite clear that they were not. And they weren't giving any sort of direct support. And in fact, there's some evidence they had supported the insurgents against him.
Some reports are saying that these insurgents are curiously well-armed and well-organized, considering the general conditions of life in Haiti and the fact that the Haitian army had been disbanded after the coup in 1991, I think, after which Aristide was restored to power by the combination of UN and U.S. action.
I have another question.
Yes, go ahead.
How has this really been treated in the mainstream media? I think the story that you just told is really not the way it's presented in the mainstream media.
I was about to say that the real point is, like, it's not as though anyone could be surprised about the hypocrisy of the government, particularly the Bush administration. That's like goes without saying. But what's really galling is the way in which here, as in numerous other circumstances in world affairs during the Bush administration, but also for decades before, the way in which the American press just, falls into line. Immediately, it never questions anything. When this whole business started with where open hostilities from insurgents in Haiti threatening the integrity of the government, it was reported increasingly as just that. Aristide really has to go. The guy's really terrible, and looks like he's going to have to go. And the press just falls right into line behind the Bush administration line. It's totally amazing to me, the absolute lack of a critical press. Anyone who has any making any effort to look into what's behind these things present at least an alternate viewpoint or present an analysis that reflects a viewpoint from outside of the White House and the White House's cronies in the government and outside the government in Washington, and it just doesn't happen. It's absolutely amazing how this works.
Well, let me make one more comment, then I'll let you guys go on. There's a new network called Air America. It's starting out.
Yeah, so
in a dozen cities or
we were going
like
to get
that.
To that. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the show. We have a few comments to make about media wars a little bit later.
Okay.
So we'll get back to that later. I will. I'll be happy to bring that up shortly.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. Well, the telephone number here is 412-621-WRCT. That's 621-9728. And email is bob@leftout.info. Let's take a short break now, and we'll have a brief musical interlude, and we'll come back, and we would like to talk about the regime change in Spain and a number of other topics, including the American Air America Radio that Danny mentioned a moment ago.